Hi there, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And as always, our job is here to provide a pushback against the official narrative and try and provide you guys with, I guess, what I consider to be a balanced set of opinions on some of the issues du jour. Now, of course, we really can't get very far without talking about COVID, because despite certain other topics, which we will talk about, it still dominates everything. And I wanted to talk to you about, drumroll, my old friend, my bestie, Julia Hartley Brewer. Oh, I know what you're thinking, you guys. David, be honest, you can't resist her. Well, actually, I can resist her, but I just happened to wake up with her most mornings. What did you say? You wake up with Julia Hartley Brewer? Yeah, she comes on when the news kicks in at 6:30 in the mornings. That's the station that's on. So I have the misfortune to listen to it. And you might say, well, why do you watch and listen to that when you could listen to others? But frankly, I've not found anything else that doesn't annoy me even more. So it's the least annoying of them. Anyway, sometimes you get some classics. And there's a classic I wanted to play you and talk about this morning, because she had the education secretary, Nadhim Sahawi, a man who can light up a room simply by leaving it. He was, of course, formerly the former vaccine czar. Oh, yeah, we know you, Nadhim. We've got your number, mate. And there was an exchange between them concerning compulsory COVID jabs for NHS staff. And I wanted to play you it because, at one point he says, look, if you're looking after the most vulnerable, you've got a duty of care to make sure you're protected. She says, but you can still catch it and pass it on. And then what happens is his response is to repeat the lie. And there's another lie he tells in it as well. So let's just listen up. This is quite short, that little clip. But let's listen to this, and then we're going to chat about it. So hang on.
Those who work on of April, if they have not had their double jab. Lots of reports over the weekend that this was a policy that, the Royal College of Nurses, the British Medical Association, the Royal College of GPs, all opposed, say this is crazy, we're going to lose, tens of thousands of valuable staff, ICU consultants like Dr. Steve James, who we're going to talk to again later in the show, hospital porters, and we can't afford to lose these people. Is it true that this policy is going to be paused?
Well, I think if you're looking after the most vulnerable people who are coming into hospital, you have a duty of care to make sure that you are protected, as well as, of course, protecting them against infection.
But lots of these people have already had COVID. They were on the front line. We were clapping for them and a couple of years ago.
And we continue to clap them. And over 9 in 10 of the one.
Yeah. Nothing says more, we're clapping for you, than sacking you. Hang on, listen more.
0.2 million full-time equivalents who work in the NHS have already had their vaccine since the announcement of the mandatory vaccination. I think initially it was about 100,000 left to get their vaccine, and it's now down to 70,000. So people are coming forward. And by the way, there's precedent for this, because if you're a surgeon, for example, you can't practice surgery unless you are vaccinated against hepatitis. So I think people have a duty of care when you're looking after the most vulnerable to make sure that when they come into hospital, they don't, are exposed to an infection
But people can still be exposed to an infection from COVID. As you know, I'm just recovering from COVID right now. I'm double jabbed.
Julia's recovering from COVID? Oh my God, I didn't realize that. She never tells us that.
Kissed Karma, treble jabbed. He had COVID and was isolating for some time. You know perfectly well as I do that you can still very easily catch COVID, certainly Omicron, and you can pass it on to other people, even if you've been double jabbed. So that doesn't resolve the issue. And indeed, many of the staff right now who are not jabbed, who've had COVID as well, have been busy working, covering the shifts in the NHS for staff who have been treble jabbed, who are off with COVID right now.
Well, I can tell you that, both as the vaccine deployment minister at the time, talking to the NHS, and as I say, I think we're at 94% of NHS staff, frontline staff, vaccinated, and that's a really an excellent number, but we can build on that further. Why? Because it's important, because I think people have a duty of care for the most vulnerable. 90% of those in ICU have not been vaccinated. And I think it's important that we make sure we get those who work on the front line, who protect the most vulnerable, to be themselves protected. And
Okay, so you heard the lie at the end when he said, again, which several of them have said, that 90% of those in ICU are unvaccinated. That's wrong. That's just an outright lie, isn't it? Because the only way they can possibly justify that is to suggest that people who have been double jabbed are unvaccinated. And he might be trying to pull that one, that's possible. But as a matter of observable fact, the majority of people in ICU have been vaccinated, mostly twice. It's only a minority of people in ICUs who have been unvaccinated. So there you go. And similarly, the majority of people dying in hospitals are vaccinated. So let's just absolutely dismiss that. I noticed Julia didn't seek to confront him on that one. And similarly, when he tried to pull the line that says, oh, well, you know, the duty of care, like, for example, surgeons have to be, have had the hepatitis a vaccine. Yeah, because it stops you getting or spreading hepatitis. The COVID jab doesn't stop you getting or spreading it. Julia Hartley Brewer made the point once or twice, but she didn't labour the point. And I'll tell you why. It's because of this. Talk radio is Ofcom regulated. They cannot go against the vaccine. So they can skirt around the edges. They can make the odd snarky comment, but they won't actually turn around in this case to Sahawi and say, but Minister, why don't you just admit the purpose of your so-called mandatory vaccine policy for NHS workers? It's coercion. You seek to bully them as much as you can, to threaten them as great as you can, so as many of them as possible will take a vaccine, which doesn't stop them getting it, which doesn't stop them spreading it. So why are you doing that? Why are you doing that, Minister? That's a question that's never going to be asked on talk radio, friends. It's never going to happen. When he repeated his 90% of those in ICU are unvaccinated lie, again, she didn't challenge back. So all I'm saying is that I believe talk radio on this topic is a busted flush. It simply will not challenge the vaccine narrative. Oh, yes, it'll happily challenge issues about masks, vaccine passports. It will talk about all the peripheral stuff. But on the core issue, they're cards. They will not dare confront it. That's why Julia Hartley Brewer let him get away with it. That's why she let him get away with the 90% figure. If these people were serious commentators, they would challenge. But they don't. Thanks for listening.